Like many rock stars, Damon Albarn of the British band Blur has a side project. Gorillaz debuted in 2001, selling 6 million copies around the world, and it's almost eclipsed Albarn's main gig. Gorillaz is a band of cartoon characters dreamed up by Albarn and a friend named Jamie Hewlett, who's a visual artist. Their second album is called Demon Days. Tom Moon has this review.
At first, the cartoon band Gorillaz looked like just another novelty act, a wise, cynical swipe at the pop image-making apparatus. You see cartoons when you look at the Gorillaz videos and the album artwork, but focus just on the music, and what you hear is a serious musician digging inside a specific sound.
I lost my leg, like I lost my way, so no loose end.
The CD is built around the deep thoughts of a melody-minded singer-songwriter, juxtaposed against brisk hip-hop beats and vintage rhythm and blues. It's an untapped sweet spot. This song is called Feel Good Incorporated. It's the first single from Demon Days and the first irresistible ear candy of 2005. The bassline recalls the early 1980s, those post-disco years when the Daz Band and Rick James rocked the dance floor. The buzzy synths could be either old new wave or the new wave revival spearheaded by Franz Ferdinand. Damon Albarn sings some verses, then wisely hands off to his special guests, the legendary hip-hop act De La Soul. The rappers crank things higher with tricky, triple-fast rhyming. Demon Days was produced by Danger Mouse. He's the hip-hop beatmaker who's unofficially released and often downloaded The Gray Album, took bits of the Beatles' White Album, and mixed them with rapper Jay-Z's The Black Album. Working with Gorillaz gave Danger Mouse a chance to avoid lawsuits while using his innovative sound-mangling strategies. The CD has a real cut-and-paste feel. One minute things are rocking hard, the next the tempo vanishes, and the atmosphere becomes all shadowy Japanimation. The spotlight shifts constantly, from Damon Albarn's voice to an elegant string quartet, or in this case, to a gospel choir. Gorillaz mastermind Damon Albarn has said that he was drawn to the cartoon concept as a way to become anonymous, to get past the trappings of celebrity. If that's what it takes to create music this expansive, then maybe it's time to encourage more rock stars to work behind the veil, or a clown suit.
The CD is Demon Days by Gorillaz. Our reviewer, Tom Moon, writes about music at the Philadelphia Inquirer.
This is All Things Considered.